You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired.
Johnson & Johnson announced yesterday that it'll resume vaccine rollout in the EU after the region's health regulator determined that the benefits of the shot are greater than the risk of rare blood clots. The drug maker will add a new label with warnings about the risk of clots and steps for recognizing and treating them. The shot's EU rollout was delayed after use of the vaccine was paused in the U.S. Stateside, an advisory committee is meeting to discuss resuming use of the shot on Friday. An FDA inspection found a number of issues at the Baltimore plant that ruined up to 15 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine several weeks ago. In the resulting report, inspectors noted that Emergent BioSolutions, which runs the plant, hadn't trained personnel involved in manufacturing, didn't maintain sanitary conditions at the facility, and didn't follow proper procedures for preventing contamination. The FDA already asked the company to halt vaccine production earlier this month, and it won't resume until these problems are resolved. And none of the shots made at the plant were distributed in the U.S. And the pandemic in India continues to grow more dire, and the country's healthcare system is struggling to withstand the surge. Many facilities are facing critical oxygen shortages. And earlier today, a leak in the main oxygen tank at a hospital in the western state of Maharashtra stopped the flow of oxygen to dozens and killed more than 20 people. The country reported nearly 300,000 new cases today, and states and cities are starting to issue their own lockdowns in the absence of a national mandate.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.